As much as I want to believe in Brian Daboll, and as much as the positive feel came from training camp and the preseason and all that stuff, a lot of it is around Jackson Dart and his energy. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But this team, yet again, embarrassed themselves, scoring a touchdown seem like an impossibility. And we can get to the defense and break down the different layers of the game. For me, though, if you're a believer in Brian Daboll and you wanted to have hope that things are going to be different this year, you were reminded yesterday that the quarterbacks can change, but with this head coach, it has been an embarrassment offensively.
What a disgraceful, absolutely unacceptably bad performance by the Giants. You know, you said it's bad football, but it's also boring football, which is equally compounding how the Giant fans process this. You're right. I mean, guys, let's just look at this for what it is. It's not year one. It's not year two. It's not year three. It's year four. It is year four for Brian Daboll, and the Giants come out, and the same problems that have plagued them basically since year one, the O-line stinks, the defense can't stop the run. It really is unwatchable. I mean, watching the Giants trying to operate the most rudimentary elements of football, I mean, it makes your head spin. I say this rhetorically. I know that they practice, but like, if you told me that the Giants went from like OTAs in April, whatever, and they stepped on the field yesterday, I would say, yeah, that makes sense. Like, without practicing before that, what did you see yesterday that gave you any sort of confidence or inclination to think that it's going to stop the way it needs to stop for the Giants, not to get good, to get decent?
And that's why I blame Daboll, because you saw what Daniel Jones did, and we could even get to that later on. You saw what Daniel Jones did with his new team, and we felt like he was the scapegoat, or at least made to be the scapegoat, for the failures that the Giants offense has had. They bring in Russell Wilson, veteran quarterback. They draft Malik Nabers. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. We were told the offensive line was going to be better. I don't care that Thomas is out. Figure it out. Just didn't have Vera Tucker. They ran the football down the Steelers' throat. So I don't want to hear about the injuries. It's not about that. I was a believer in Brian Daboll. It's the same thing year after year after year. And then he stands up there in the post-game press conference and says the same thing. Nothing. No, well, this is not on Russell Wilson. Well, then who's it on? If it's not on Russell Wilson, and it's not on Malik Nabers, and it's not on Theo Johnson, who's it on? It's on you. This is on Brian Daboll. Even the worst offenses in the league score points. He is an offensive guy. How many different quarterbacks does he need to score a touchdown? They can't run a BT. Sorry, they can't run the football. They can't protect the quarterback. They are a total mess. Yeah. That has to be on the head coach.
I don't know that I've ever seen a more fragile unit. I mean, I remember saying last week, you and I went through our most important football players in New York, and obviously we'll get to the Jets later, but one of the names on my list, and I had mostly Jets, but Andrew Thomas, and I've said this for a while, it to me has been and will continue to be the most important New York football player that's out there. Offense, defense, special teams, coaching, whatever, schematics. I mean, the Giants can't even look. They don't even resemble a competent outfit without their starting left tackle. Now, I understand it's one of the most important positions in football. You got to have a corner. You got to have a quarterback. You got to have a left tackle. And ideally, you have a playmaking wide receiver. Like, that's the short list of things that you pretty much have to have if you want to be a good football team. But good God, I mean, the guy's always hurt. How do you bank on Andrew Thomas with the Linz Frank injury? He's 300-something pounds. That is a bad injury. We got the news on Friday, and I think I was even a little more perplexed than you, but it kind of came in fairly, like in the middle of the show, they're like, oh yeah, by the way, Andrew Thomas is not practicing. I'm like, he's not practicing. A precautionary measure by the G-men.
Yeah. Yeah,
precautionary for what? I assumed that he was healthy. I assumed for sure that he was going to start. So that's going to be a disaster the entire year. Schmitz, the center, absolutely stinks. The way that the Giants' interior linemen got blown up, it was embarrassing. So whatever they did to practice to get ready for this season, try it again and do the opposite, because the Giants looked like trash.
And this is not about their schedule. This is about the Giants thinking that they're better than they are. I felt this way all offseason long. And then I started to get into the hype around the preseason, maybe changing a little bit. All right, this was a winnable game on paper. That's what everybody was saying. Oh, come in. Giant, remember, I told you we had to have like the realistic conversation where people are starting to get out of control.
Yeah.
Giants are going to win the first two games of the year, and they get like dial it back a little bit. And then you watch that, and it's not even about the actual loss. Like, they were, again, non-competitive. And then Russell as well, it was 14-6. And, you know, it could have been blah, 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 blah. It could have been. It wasn't. You couldn't move the football. He had no time to go. I'm not blaming him solely.
But yeah, I don't think he deserves as much heat as Russell Wilson's been getting. I really don't. He had five drops.
Their bigger issue, even with
catch
the
football.
But, BT, we talked about this. And it's why I can't wait to discuss the Jets. And we will do that coming up a little bit. But we talked about this. It starts inside out. They cannot run the football, no. The Giants. You could talk about, no. Everybody could look at, well, Tyrone Tracy's a good back. Yeah, sure. Ooh, Scadaboo. Yeah, he's going to be a beast, whatever. They cannot run the football. They don't have a good offensive line, so they can't run the football. You can't establish the run. Can't stop the run either, and that's another problem. If you can't run and you can't stop it, you're not going to win many games. They can't, forget winning games, they can't score touchdowns. So how is that possible when you got a guy like Malik Nabers and you got a Super Bowl winning quarterback with Russell Wilson here and an offensive guru? Oh, the quarterback genius, the quarterback whisperer, and Brian Daboll. How come it is impossible in a league that is set up for you to score points? It is not that difficult. Look around the league. And yet the Giants, year in, year out, it's the same exact thing. So that's why, to me, as much as I was a believer in Brian Daboll, and mm-hmm. I would have, you know me, last year I was taking it on the chin defending Brian Daboll.
You defended him.
And I gave him the benefit of the doubt, even though I knew better going into this season. I don't know how you could back Brian Daboll anymore. It's not just 1 week. It's 4 years of the same stuff.
It hasn't improved. It just simply is not. Matter of fact, it's gotten worse. It's regressed because it actually started fairly well at that week one win in Tennessee a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Now, the way I watched the Giants yesterday, I watched the Jets first, and then I went to the Giants. And I had my notepad, and I went through every snap with the Giants like I do with the Jets. But during the Jet game, of course, I was checking the Giants' scores. And I'm like, oh, when I remember seeing the final numbers, I'm like, oof, before I saw the game. Russ, 17 for 37. God, he must have looked like ass. Then I watched the game. And I got to tell you, I don't know if I fully exonerate him, but pretty damn close. You mentioned Theo Johnson, Malik Nabers had a drop. There was at least four or five balls that they dropped. I thought he showed pretty good poise, Russell, knowing when to throw the football away. There's just nothing there. There's nowhere to run. So, you know, I know there's deeper conversations, and we all know what I'm alluding to when I say that. We'll get to that as well with the backup quarterback at some point, but I don't think the problem is Russell Wilson. The problem is in football, if the five guys who are supposed to be the engine to the offense can't get 2 inches pushed forward, you cannot win. And when you cannot do that, not only will you not win, you will look inept, which they did.
One thing I would say that I'm not going to shred the defense. I don't think, like, this is Jaden Daniels. It's still week one. In itself, for one
the run
game,
defense, you got to shred.
Yeah, but it's against Jaden Daniels. I know their run defense has not been very good, and that could be a question mark here. I'm going to give them a little bit of a pass. They allowed 21 points. The defense overall allowed 21 points to the Commanders with Jaden Daniels. So I can't go nuts. Was it did I look at it and say, wow, this could be a top five? This is a dominant defense.
No, not
I
once.
Didn't. But I'm going to give them a little bit of a pass because of the challenge that they had in Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And because of overall, like 21 points. It shouldn't be an impossible.
Well, the Commanders should have had more with that 10-second runoff. I mean, think about it. It's only three more at that point. They easily could have put up. Like, they could have put. Now, they didn't, but they could have put up 35 points.
I get it.
Commanders.
They got gashed on the ground. All I'm saying is, I'm not saying they're going to be great. I'm just saying that I'm not going to sit here today and say their defense is overrated.
No, I'm not getting to the defense either. I'm kind of with you on that.
This is about Brian Daboll and his offense with a new quarterback, a veteran quarterback, one that they finally chose. Remember, for years, we were evaluating him on a quarterback that they could sit there and say, well, this wasn't our guy. He was forced on us.
Mm.
Well, that guy went out and had a spectacular week one elsewhere.
Look good.
And your guy that you brought in was awful. So is it Daniel Jones or is it Brian Daboll? And if it's the offensive line's fault, then it's Shane and Daboll because it's year four right now.
Well, I'm happy you brought Shane into the equation because, listen, guys, and we've had a few of these players in all the different sports here in New York, right? When you are perpetually hurt, and you don't take the precautions to, hey, just in case Andrew Thomas doesn't make it through, and in this case doesn't start the season, what's our plan B? Because this is what has sabotaged every single New York Giants season, which is why I make him the most important football player in New York. Like, they can't even represent a team that that looks as if they can function on the most basic level of functionality, going back to the 40-zip loss to Dallas. I mean, they have gotten their face kicked in basically every single September because they can't protect the quarterback, they can't get the tough yard, they can't crank out drives to keep the opposing offense on the field because they cannot, they don't have an offensive line. And Joe Shane started this season understanding, now listen, the Lynn Frank injury to Andrew Thomas was in October. It didn't happen after the draft or during training camp or last week when there's not a whole lot of options. So there's a lot of blame to go around. Now listen, I'm not a Giants fan by birth or by trade, but if I was, I mean, I'm pissed off as it is. I got to watch this for a living. If I'm a Giants fan today, I am livid. I am absolutely disgusted with what they put out there.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Hey, Bernie's calling from Belmore. What's up, Bernie?
Hello, Bern.
Berkey? I'm sorry, Berkey. Berkey's calling from Belmore. What's up, Berkey? Okay, is Berkey not? Doesn't matter who it is. He's not there. Ed is calling from Bergen County. What's up, Ed?
How you doing, BT and Sal? How you doing this morning?
What's up, Eddie? How are you, pal?
So, after watching the Giants opener, I thought there was a little bit of overhyped false optimism. Because my fear was they weren't going to be able to run the ball or stop the run on either side. I'm starting to think, watching this, that Daboll made his bones or made his name, you know, helping get Josh Allen to be better. I'm starting to think that Josh Allen made Daboll look better rather than vice versa. You know, it was kind of a disgrace yesterday a little bit. The Washington Redskins had a rookie tackle having to block either Thibodeau or Burns,
yeah.
And they managed. When they had to move the ball, they could. Their offensive line got it done with a rookie in there. I don't think Andrew Thomas changes things that much had he played.
Agreed. It's not an excuse. I'm with you, and thank you for the call, Ed. I know what you're saying, BT. We've talked about the importance of Thomas. We all know that. But I believe if he played, you still... So what are they going to score? Maybe a touchdown? Either way, that's not good enough. And even if he did play, I'm not so sure they would. It's been the one, like, you can't just blame one player. Again, use the Jets as an example with Vera Tucker, a very good guard, integral to what the Jets are trying to do. Did you even miss him yesterday? Did you even notice that he was gone?
Actually, on the right side, I did. Good. I mean, most of the success for the Jets was on the left side with Simpson and Olu.
But they ran
in totality, they were, so but most of it was on the left side.
They got to figure it out.
See, but here's the thing. I'm not saying that if Andrew Thomas is on the team or if he's playing, that the Giants are elevated two or three tiers into a Super Bowl contender. What I'm clearly saying is that without him, they can't even do the most basic things. Like, they can't. You can't open the playbook. You can't extend drives. You can't extend drives. You can't score. You can't score. You can't win. I mean.
But is that Andrew Thomas not being there?
I think it's a lot. I think
if you put Andrew Thomas there, all of a sudden the Giants are moving the football well yesterday.
A lot better than they would have.
I don't believe so at all.
I think the play calling changes. Yeah. Like, when the Giants were inside the 10 and inside the 5, they're so limited into what they could do. That's why most of the throws by Russell Wilson were out of the end zone.
Right, and when they did throw it to the receiver's hands, like Malik Nabers and Theo Johnson,
they dropped it.
Well, is Andrew Thomas going to fix that?
No, but to think...
Is he going to fix running the football? Because I don't believe so.
Well, then why the hell do you pay a left tackle $35 million?
I know, but BT, it's not about one player.
I know it's not, but when the other guys suck the way they do, you can possibly, like, a great, and listen, this is not Andrew Thomas being, he's not always good. Andrew Thomas is phenomenal. So to me, a phenomenal, like, all-world left tackle, there is nobody on the planet that's going to tell me that it's not going to elevate the group and make them better. Not to the point where they're going to be a top-five offense, but I promise you, if Thomas is on that field yesterday, that you could crank out 3, 4, 5 more first downs, and I promise you the Giants score a touchdown.
Yeah, I promise you that it's an excuse. Did Tristan Wirfs play yesterday?
No, but that's just a better team. That's a better team, Sal.
But that's the point.
They were a playoff team last year, the Bucs.
But that's the point. It can't be about one player. I understand Andrew Thomas is great. It can't be one player. And then what's going to happen is that's the excuse to then. So what happens if Thomas is out the whole year? And then what? So Daboll and Shane be back next year because it's all about Andrew Thomas. And then when Thomas does come back next year, and if he's able to stay healthy for 5 games, what happens then if they still can't move the
football? I'm not saying that. I'll tell you what I am saying. If the Giants, like, have a 3 or 4 win season, I don't care what they saw in Jackson Dart. Both men are out of my building.
Well, I mean,
I'm saying that's what I'm saying. But I'm also saying that Andrew Thomas is phenomenal, and the Giants would be a lot better.
I do not look at yesterday's game and say, you know what? If they had Andrew Thomas, they would have won that game. Anthony's calling from New Paltz. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Hello, Ant.
I'd be better if I wasn't a Giants fan. So I'm calling about Joe Shane, to what you're saying. We've missed on almost every draft pick he's had, on top of his signings not being that great. And, you know, I do believe Daboll should get some scrutiny being a, you know, offensive guru since we haven't seen anything. But at what point do we really start putting the, you know, holding Shane accountable for him missing? Because we should have depth on the O-line. We should have a backup left tackle that can slide in and play right away with Andrew Thomas's track record.
Well, I am. Like, and by the way, I'm not alone.
It's common sense.
Yeah, others have gotten on Shane.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you guys.
No, I know you're
not. I'm
just
saying in general, like, you know, when we miss our third round pick in Jalin Hyatt,
yeah,
and, you know, Wandell Robinson's dropping passes, and you see every other offense is 2,000 yards.
How about Evan Neal? Where's
Evan Neal? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we can't even plug him in at guard if we needed to put Rotten at center.
And you know the problem. Here's the problem. Thanks for the call. The problem is, and there's a lot of problems, which is the problem. But when you're as bad as the Giants have been, and what is that? I just said the stop before. Last three week one games, 0-3, outscored 89-12. That is expansion level. Are you kidding me? But when you're that bad, right, Sal, it's not just like the left tackle or the quarterback, right, or the coach or the GM. When you're that inept, when you're that substandard, it's pretty much everything.
Well, that's kind of my point. I'm not trying to minimize the importance or impact that Andrew Thomas is. We all know how impactful he can be. I do not believe that he is the difference maker. I've heard every excuse for 4 years. I've heard it all. Saying the same thing with Daniel Jones. Offensive line. Oh, it's this, it's that. Now it's a no. Dable needs a new quarterback. Jones wasn't able to pull the trigger, which, by the way, I agree with to a lot of extents. But how come in 1 week we can see his new quarterback with Thomas or not? Their offense alone, forget even just about the quarterback, they cannot run the football. That's number one. You would think one way to maybe negate not having your superstar left tackle would be to run the football to the right side then, right? Mm. Well, they can't do that. The Giants can't run the football consistently, and they haven't been able to do that for years. Even with Saquon Barkley. How many examples do we need? Saquon Barkley, they have him here. The Giants couldn't utilize him. He goes to Philadelphia. He's the MVP in the league. Wins a Super Bowl. He has a historic season. Daniel Jones, 1 week with the Colts, is lighting up the scoreboard. Throwing dimes all over the damn field. The receivers nobody's ever heard of. And yet you got Russell Wilson and Malik Neighbors. Neighbors yelling at Dable. Neighbors dropping balls. Theo Johnson's dropping balls. Russell Wilson scrambling for his life. The one constant is Shane and Dable. That's the constant. I'm not trying to be, like, I believed in this regime.
Mm-hmm.
I believed in Dable. This is year four. It's the one constant with this.
I'm going to let that rant just fly on its own because that was good. You ain't wrong.
How many examples do we need?
You're not wrong. You are
BT and Sal
right
on the fan.